Welcome to My Hometown with Jim Turner. Stick around as Jim brings you the latest happenings, events, movers, and shakers in Apopka, Altamont Springs, and surrounding communities. Here's Jim.
And greetings, friends, around Apopka, around Altamont Springs, and around West Orange County from 1520 WBCW. I'm Jim Turner. Yes, it's an AM radio station because AM radio is radio for people with active minds. This is My Hometown, brought to you by Mosquito Creek Outdoors as we broadcast from the MyHometownFL.com studios. And we do have a telephone line here, you know. Actually, we have several. And if you want to call in, 407-774-8255. But I tell you what, if there is a state in this country that needs good water, it's got to be Florida. Now, you're living over in Apopka. Don't you think that you should be able to go and open up your tap and get some decent-tasting water? Water that you can trust? Water that that you know for a fact is safe for you, not only tastes good, and is safe for you as well? Well, that's what we're going to spend some time here for until, about 3:30 thereabouts. We have Mike Shelton of Scott's Miracle-Gro. Scott's Miracle-Gro. You know who those people are. But he's not going to necessarily talk about how to take care of your lawn, although I'm sure he can. Much more important is to take care of our health by way of improving the quality of the water. And Scott's Miracle-Gro has announced a commitment to enhancing Florida water quality with a multi-year consumer education and, in addition, the funding of scientific research. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate the opportunity.
So what is all this about?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I'm sure some of your listeners are wondering what a lawn and garden company is doing, getting involved with water quality efforts. But, you know, if you think about what our company does, we really help people enjoy the outdoors and actively engage with their environment. So as a leader in the consumer lawn and garden care industry, we have a responsibility to help our consumers use our products correctly in order to be good stewards of the environment. And for a number of years, we have actually engaged in water quality issues around the country and helping our consumers be good water stewards. For example, folks, environmental groups, and interested agencies in the Chesapeake Bay and Great Lakes watersheds approached us a little over a decade ago asking if we could help be part of the solution in terms of addressing nutrients that were reaching the waterways and creating algal blooms in their freshwater systems. And we worked with them for a number of years to reduce the amount of phosphorus in our lawn maintenance products to the point where we actually removed that phosphorus from our lawn fertilizer products across the nation, because we recognize that, according to, you know, the academic research that's available, our own consumer research, and kind of the pattern of activity on lawn and garden, how that has changed, that there's actually enough phosphorus in lawns right now to maintain a healthy stand of grass. So you didn't necessarily need to add that when you're putting down a lawn fertilizer application. So we've been phos-free here for a while, and that has really shown some commitment and some leadership throughout our industry to help be a part of the solution for water quality in freshwater systems. In marine systems, which is certainly much more relevant to Florida than the Great Lakes would be, for example, we've included things like slow-release nitrogen in our lawn fertilizer products to help address more marine systems. So this is kind of the next step of how we view our role as a leader to address water quality issues in locations where we work and live. We have about 500 associates who live and work in Florida, including our CEO, who lives along the St. Lucie River. And they have certainly recognized the degradation of water quality, particularly in 2013, that has occurred. So we're just trying to do what we can to pinpoint where we can do better and how we can be part of the overall solution.
Now, your chief executive officer is Jim Hagedorn. This is exactly what he said regarding that matter, and I quote, "I want Floridians," of which he is one, by the way, "I want Floridians to be confident that we're helping them do their part to help protect our most valuable natural resources." That's amazing. Because there are so many people who operate in this part of the world, they could care less. Their only concern is money. But you guys are taking the lead in this. What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, thanks for that statement regarding Jim Hagedorn, our CEO. He is very personally committed to this issue, and like I said, has led the company through some water quality issues here recently. And being that he is a Florida resident, is really pushing the company to do as much as we possibly can to help be a part of the solution. So what we're trying to do is kind of see some action on a number of fronts. The first is we have a long-standing and very strong, trustful relationship with our consumers, and we think that we have the ability to communicate with them in a way that helps enhance their activities that protect water quality. So whether it's communicating to them about how to use our products properly or how to go about maintaining their lawns and gardens in a way that protects water quality, regardless of whether they're using our products or not. So, for example, mowing your grass high will enable the grass blades to establish deep roots, which helps keep the soil together, preventing soil erosion. So it's keeping that soil out of water systems. It also creates longer blades that can then attract and kind of hold water that comes running down after a rain event and the nutrients that water would pick up. So it holds those nutrients in that water on the lawn and prevents it from getting into waterways where we would not want to see that.
Now, when you say longer blades, how long are we talking about here?
Well, ideally, it depends on where you're at. We generally recommend 3 to 4 inches high, if possible. That'll create a nice thick mat for you. And I haven't said it in this way out loud, so we'll see how this goes. But imagine you're a droplet of rainwater, and you land at the foot of your front door, and you're by gravity, your goal is to make it down to the street level and into the sewer system. If you have to travel through a lawn that has not been maintained or fed appropriately, then you're going to have a pretty easy path to walk through because the grass blades are going to be thin. You're going to have bare spots there, and you'll pick up a lot of sediment as you move down towards the sewer system. But if there's a thick stand of grass there, you'll be bumping into individual grass blades all the way down to the sidewalk and to the street level. And by the time you get there, you might not even hit the hard surface. So if you think about it in that context, a nice thick mat of grass will help retain that water, that rainwater, and the nutrients that would be carried on that rainwater's back, so to speak, into our waterways.
That's a very good illustration there. And so we're going to be doing something good for the environment, but also something good for us.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I could go on about the benefits of grass, whether it's a place to play with families and pets or just the aesthetics of it to help home values. But certainly the environmental benefits of well-maintained grass are pretty well known. In fact, in the agricultural industry, for a number of years, really since the Dust Bowl, best management practice has been to install a grass filter strip along waterways because grass is such a efficient user of nutrient. It will actually grab those nutrients that are coming off of farm fields and prevent them from getting into waterways. So that has been a best management practice in agriculture for decades. And the same principle would apply to residential lawns.
Now, Scotts is also going to help invest in scientific research, too, correct?
That's absolutely right. We have established a new partnership with a nonprofit organization called the Ocean Research and Conservation Association, or ORCA for short. They are based in Southeast Florida. And what their work has really been, they're leading scientists around water quality, and they are trying to identify, particularly around the Indian River Lagoon, where nutrients are coming from and what land practices are affecting and leading to that nutrient loss into waterways. So they have designed these, I don't know how to describe them, other than they kind of look like a cross between a satellite and a spider that they insert into a waterway, and they basically measure how much nutrients or other materials are in the water, and it can tell you, it gives a timestamp for its reading of those nutrients. So you can tell if there's a spike in nutrients, then you can tie that back to a rain event, or you can tie that back to something that occurred on the land. And it just gives a much better understanding of what's happening in the water in real-time situations to better affect what we should be doing on the land.
I'm going to have to ask you to hold the thought because we have to take a break, Mike.
Sure.
All right, we'll get back to more. Fascinating discussion here. And Mike has given us the perfect excuse to not cut our grasses off it, right? Okay, it's 318 at 1520 WBZW. More after we take a break. 325 at 1520 WBCW. We are running out of time. We are on the air with Mike Shelton of Scott's Miracle-Gro, not to give you tips about how to take care of your lawn, but to give us tips as to how to protect what is even more important than that, and that's our health and the environment. Now, I understand that, Mike, that not only are we talking about research, but that Scott's is partnering with people from Florida to help restore natural resources.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Jim. The as much as we need, you know, more scientific data and direction for how we can better manage our landscapes, we're not going to wait for that data to come back before we start implementing good projects and helping others implement good projects that will help improve water quality around the state. So one of the partners that we were actually just kicking off last week was Tampa Bay Watch, obviously over in the Tampa Bay, St. Pete area. And they have a wonderful program where high school and middle school students, it's called Bay Grasses in Classes, will raise a nursery of salt marsh plants on school property. Then they'll take those seedlings, essentially, and go out and restore a impacted wetland with those plantings that they helped raise on the school property. So not only are the students directly participating in helping to clean water quality by planting plants that will help suck up nutrients regardless of where those nutrients are coming from, but they're also getting firsthand experience of agronomic properties, that is, how do plants grow. You know, we as a company, you know, we're very interested in kind of where the next generation of gardeners are going to come from. And as students and younger children are having a, you know, difficult time understanding where food comes from and how plants grow, we are always interested in helping to help them better understand how they can participate in the growing process and become our future stewards of our waterways and our natural environments. So that's a wonderful program that Tampa Bay Watch has going on, and we're just so pleased to participate with them in that program. So kudos to their efforts. It's actually helped restore over 140 acres of salt marsh habitat already in the past, and our partnership is going to help them add another 80,000 plants this year to Tampa Bay.
Now, Mike, we've only touched the surface, and we really need more time. But you're very pressed for time at this point. Is there any website or any other place of resource that our listeners can access in order to learn more about what your company is doing?
Yes, thank you for the question, Jim. They can certainly go to our website, scotts.com. We have set up a special page, Florida, so scotts.com/Florida, where it'll have all the kind of tips and tricks to better manage your front yards and backyards and properties to help improve water quality.
Would Florida be spelled out or abbreviated?
Yes, spelled out.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification.
Very good. I'm going to be going there sometime later today. I am very impressed with what you guys are doing here.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today, for sure, but we appreciate the opportunity to work with all those in the state of Florida who have been committed to these issues for years, and we are just trying to help support their efforts to come to good solutions and good direction for homeowners across the state.
Mike, thank you for being with us today.
Great. Thank you so much, Jim.
And great work you guys are doing. Thank you very much. All right. That's it with Mike Shelton from Scotts. The website is scotts.com/Florida, all spelled out. Time for a break on 1520 WBCW.